Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Oh lethal, my goodness.
Lethal refresh.
So back.
Refreshed for another week. Welcome back.
It's going to be lethal this week.
We're back. It's been a long, grueling week, but Halloween is finally...
It's here.
It's upon us.
On the precipice. It's a day away. Tomorrow.
The 31st of
the October. 31st. Tune in... Later, also tune in at 4 for Danny's show.
Unseated Airways.
Tonight is the Palestine episode. So, we are interviewing someone whose family was in occupied Palestine in the 1940s and has a really interesting perspective to offer. So, listen up for that. I'm Danny, and I'm here with
Steph,
Jay,
and B.
We're here. And we are grateful to be broadcasting to you from Musqueam territory across to the territories of Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the city colonially labeled as Vancouver.
And we got lots of music to get to today.
We got some new music.
There is new Bar Italia, so I figured, you know, I think it's the best single so far, so I figure I have to play it. There's lots more too. Do you know about Katie Day?
Katie Day is in D-E-Y.
D-E-Y, yeah.
Yeah, so I shout out to Amy, but I have a friend who is very into Katie Day, especially if I can just have a quick look-see.
Because I didn't even realize Katie Day was Aussie until I like checked, and I was oh, yeah. Steph probably knows Katie Day.
Well, not personally.
No, I know.
Well, I'm not sure what the single was, but I know my friend Amy is very much into her, and that's how I found out about Katie.
I see here in the related artists on Spotify, Atta Rook and Crisis Sigil, which I'm pretty sure is just another Atta Rook project.
So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We have some Golden Age of Wrestling coming up, too. I'm excited for that.
We've got two bangers sandwiching a nice chill song. We got World's Greatest Emoter by Bar Italia. First it was My Little Tony, now it's World's Greatest Emoter. Then Turning Into Air by Secret Pyramid off the record of Vanishing Touch. And Never Falter Hero Girl by Katie Day off the record of the same name. So we'll play those and then see you on the other side. Goodbye.
Girl, I'm so in love with you, I got. touch. Wouldn't take too much for you to fuck my life all up, and only once did it feel as much like my heart was dying to leave my cavity and jump back into yours. When we would end up again,
You just heard some cats.
They'll never believe
you. Meowing at the end there.
You did.
You just heard Never Falter Hero Girl by Katie Day. That was a great song. I love that song.
I understand why Ada Rook and company were in the Related Artists now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before that was Turning Into Ear by Secret Pyramid. Very, very down-tempo, chiller.
Mm-hmm. I liked the pace of that one, actually. It felt very well-structured, well-balanced.
Yeah, I liked it, too. I didn't even know that they're from Vancouver until now.
Really?
Oh, wasn't even aware. Shout out to Audiopile for posting.
Shout out to Audiopile.
For posting local, like, Canadian content that people aren't very aware of. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Real good. And then before that was World's Greatest Emoter by Paratalia. And
yeah.
I like them a lot. I'm going to see them live in April.
Really?
Oh, that's the show you've been talking
about.
They're playing at the Hollywood Theater.
Is that the show you've been trying to get me to get tickets for?
It is.
Okay.
Yes,
well, if they're the world's greatest emoter,
world's
greatest emoter, I have to see it for myself.
Yeah, those were great. Any thoughts about the Katie Day, especially? Because
I was a fan. I I guess I haven't listened to that much else of Hawak before now. But what I have heard was a lot more kind of, I guess, a little bit more experimental and kind of loose and a little bit slower in some ways. And this was, I don't know, this was an interesting direction, but I also haven't listened to enough of her work to really speak on that. But I liked it.
Yeah, I really like it. I shout out to my friend Russell. He's like a massive fan, a massive Katy Day enjoyer. So, yeah, very good song.
Shout out Amy as well.
Shout out Amy.
Yeah, I really like everything that this group of people puts out. Like, Black Dresses was sort of the way I got into Debbie McKellen and Adaruk. I think they're both from here, I do believe. Yeah, I don't know if Katy Day is.
Adaruk is Canadian.
Oh, sure.
I think from the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so awesome. And like, something about their music is, I feel like it's really expressive and it's really DIY. And some of the like looser, more like raw elements really, really complement the production. It's crazy. It sounds, sometimes it really does sound like they're recording at home, and they have a lot of videos of them recording at home, but it still is always so, 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 so very well mixed.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. Like, I definitely wouldn't be able to do that in a home studio whatsoever.
Agreed. I'm always amazed at how good people can make sound be just by like mixing from home.
I get that same feeling when, you know, those posts that are like, how did we get like water and rock and make Bluetooth out of that? I get that same feeling.
Yeah. But we got more songs, though. We got more songs.
You got more songs?
We got more songs. There's a Shindig poster coming out in the next few days.
Next few days.
That's first Shindig will be next week, Tuesday, at Redgate Art Society. And this next band is going to be playing one of the next four Thursdays. Tuesdays. I'm not actually sure which one yet. But Lunchtime Band, they got a new single out called Raise. And then we're going to play No Golden Calf by Mac Homie and The God Fahim. And then The Golden Age of Wrestling, The Chauffeur. I think there's a new album coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I think this is leading up to that.
If you're unfamiliar with Shindig, it's kind of like a Battle of the Bands thing we do here at CITR.
Yeah, it's four weeks, usually four artists each week, each show. And then we have a final one in December where it's the top four bands from those weeks.
Mm-hmm. And where will that
face
be?
Face off. Also at Redgate.
It's all at Redgate. The schedule, I believe, is online on CITR.ca and also in Discord or Meg in the calendar.
It should also be on Fanta Records Instagram, right?
Very soon.
Yeah.
Shortly.
So keep an eye out for that and turn up to Shindig if you dare. Please dare. Please do. Please come.
There. Always say yes to Shindig.
Let's bring you into these tracks.
Bye. Off the rickety streets, the wicked is Hitler. My name's steady ringing the bells just like his tinker. Possessing of the clinker, the pop you just like some speakers. We rising above the beacon, watching for any breaches.
If you tossing and turbin', swapping with boppers in the burning. You riding with the burner, the opposite is detergent. If you watching a sermon, lots of philosophic wording. It's nonsense, I'm learning when common sense is a burden.
I paint the perfect picture, prepared to make the excursion. In my lane, no swerving, we coming straight from out the urban. I found my purpose, critics got them nervous. Had to do them a service, urgent, they argument was murdered. Negated and reflected from the energy inserted. They put me in the records from the message I referred it. My non-stop movement and reflection is concurrent. My profession is professional, I'm special when they know it.
We was gifted with present participles and statistics. Don't let the carbon hit you while you hissing in your civic. Shit is extracurricular, hard as a nipple in the blizzard. Be careful when there's a scarring, your tissue is the business.
They know the dump is infinite, they know the flow is vintage. To me, you talking out of sentence. If it ain't about percentage, credentials is official. I let them marvel at the image. To move the unmovable, must stay consistent, be committed.
There's five levels of densification inside the lotus. I got promoters calling my agent about promotions. If you rock with the Haitian, make sure you breaking out the molding. Cause ain't no time for closes, cages I got to open.
Thank you.
Hello. We're back.
Hi.
We're back. You just heard three songs. You heard The Chauffeur by The Golden Age of Wrestling. You heard No Golden Calf by Mac Hami and The God Fahim. And you also heard Raise by The Lunchtime Band.
That last track, I feel like, even though we did not explicitly announce a Halloween theme, nor did we say to each other, let's pick Halloween knee music to play, the subconscious ghouls and goblins have made their way to the set list for today.
The chauffeur.
It's like ghosts flying through the air, gonna steal your candy and smash your mailbox.
When you listen to us today, you are hung down with the freaks and ghouls like Justine, who never knew the rules.
Mira might steal your charm.
There will also be more spooky music later. There's Music Collective at 6 p.m. and the theme is spooky.
Woo.
That's it.
Tomorrow there'll be more 12 to 1. I'm doing a fill-in with a community member that wants to get more familiar, and she's bringing in a lot of like haunty hollows, like throat singing, like very, very shanty, like sea shanty. Very kind of music. So we'll be in the studio at 12 to 1 tomorrow playing that.
Zam. Nice. We've got...
Gadzooks.
Zounds. We've got lots more music on the way. We've got one. I don't know if you guys saw this coming. Awake but still in bed. y'all rock with Awake but still in bed.
Is that... The track or the artist?
The band, the artist.
I have not heard of them.
Really? No. Okay, well, I'm going to be putting you on. Awake But Still In Bed, the song Far, off their record Chaos Takes the Wheel and I Am a Passenger.
I've heard of the album.
I'm very excited for this.
And then we will play Buckle Female Up. Hide by Penny Diving. It is a choice from B.
Yes, I just found this band. They're from Montreal. They are good. I like them. They have a nice... Scary vibe. So spooky.
And then we will finish off with Let You Go by Lorraine James and Kea off Gentle Confrontation. Mm-hmm. First, I will play an ad. Some ads.
Ha. I want to play an ad. See you soon.
Thank you, dear Steph.
I will be playing an ad. And then... And then you'll hear the music. The music. Goodbye.
Click.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
We're so back.
We're back. You just heard three strange and foreboding tunes. I don't know.
Maybe
you
tell us about them, Jay.
Strange, foreboding, off-putting tune. No.
Disclose.
I like them.
The vibes.
You just heard Let You Go by Lorraine James and Kea off Gentle Confrontation. Then you heard Female Hide by Penny Diving. They're from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And off the record Dirty Pets, and you also heard Far by Awake But Still in Bed off Chaos Takes the Wheel and I Am a Passenger. How do we feel about those?
I'm a sucker for the Penny Diving track that that classic technique of getting an organ and then just like holding down one note for half the song. I just like really like it. Like every time. I absolutely love it. Especially with their nice thuddy bass.
I like when they started like ripping the distortion like halfway through.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Everything Apart by Fox Warren. That's another good track. I love Fox Warren.
Ooh, I agree. That Awake But Still In Bed song, I like how sassy the vocals are.
Yeah.
That's the main reason I like it a lot.
I see the vision. I liked the vibe of the first two very much. That's my vibe. And then the last one kind of threw me off a little bit, but yeah. I liked it at the same time, but it was like the
rhythm was really interesting.
Yeah, it's like when your brain does that thing where it makes patterns and then it's unconscious and you predict things that are going to happen. And it's like you every second you're being thrown off.
Yeah, like when it's offset like that, you're trying to keep track of like two concurrent tracks almost. Like I think it's a really interesting mental experience to listen to, but it's not something that I can necessarily vibe to unless it's like a clipping track when they bring it back together with the chorus and it just it grows crazy. Like I think that's probably my favorite use of that kind of discordant melody and rhythm.
I feel like people who make music like that are way cooler than me. And definitely, like, it's so cool that with music, people who are just very, very talented can create this, like, high art. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like it's more aware of the form that it's operating in than a lot of other music. It's not just
and even the consumer.
Yeah, like it's not just stacking structures together. It's really thinking about how things interact. Or even if it's not, it's still provoking its audience to think about those structures.
Yeah, it seems like intentional chaos.
Yeah,
that I'm too much of a noob to understand.
I like it because I can kind of like turn my brain off and like let it wash over me a little bit.
Yeah.
And like that song was Lorraine James and Kea, and like I don't even know like where the feature was on that song. Like I have no clue, but I think that's a good thing.
I really feel you. Like I feel like whenever there's like really conceptual or experimental stuff like that, I'm never like trying to understand it. I'm just like letting it just like do what it's going to do in my brain without processing it or like trying to be like, oh yes, this, like no, it's more just like you said, like letting it wash over you. I feel that
real. We've got two more songs. Hopefully we can get through the last one, but B put an interesting song on here. Bird Calls in the Dusk by Les Ralis Denudés. Do you want to talk about them briefly?
Yeah. I actually don't have like extensive knowledge of this band, but they definitely got up to some stuff. Do you remember when they were very active? Like it was
during the late 70s.
Yeah. 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 And they're noisy and psyche. And, there was an incident with a plane, if I recall, right?
Really?
Didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't they hijack a plane at one point?
The right, I think band? One of the... yeah, okay. One of the band members, I think, was involved in a little bit of a hijacking.
Yeah, just like...
a plane.
Just a...
Accidents happen, guys.
Well...
Wait, let me search it up real quick. Here.
What's the band called again?
Les Ralis Denudés.
But this feels like a Norm Macdonald bit. Like, what's the context for this hijacking?
Yeah, it kind of does feel like a Norm Macdonald bit.
I think they were, like, were they not, like, forced to end after that? I feel like that would have been the case.
What is the motive?
Like, yeah, like, what was the motivation for doing that? We should probably not get too derailed. We still have two tracks to go.
I think we'll just focus on this one track.
Derailed is not.
I'm interested.
I don't want to mix metaphors. Derailed is a different mode of transport.
Yeah, so it appears... Let's do a check here. Oh, they were involved... Ah. Wait a second. They were involved with the Japanese Red Army.
Oh.
Very much in
university. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. And I think one of the members participated in a plane hijacking. Let me search them up. All I know is their music is very, very noisy. Very noisy. They like are very fuzzed out, like incredibly fuzzed out. Like it almost like hurts my ears.
Yeah,
speaking of
letting it wash over you, definitely with this band, there's an element of that. This track is short though. A lot of the tracks are significantly longer. This one's 4 minutes, 10 or 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those long, long jams. This is from a live recording, this specific release, right?
Yeah, I think most of their stuff is from live recording. Yeah. Just because, like, I don't even know if they, like, had, like, much studio stuff, like studio recordings. I think it's just a lot of live stuff. But they sound as you would expect studio recordings to sound. So, yeah. Enjoy this song. And we'll probably see you on the other side.
Probably.
Next. Thanks, Danny. Next week, Monday. Check us out on Instagram, too. That exists now.
We have a
Google Refresh Instagram. But this last song is Birds. Bird Calls in the Dusk by Les Halles de Nuday. Off their record that's finally on streaming, Cita 93. So it's from 93, I guess. I think is when it originally came out. I think it was recorded like in the 70s, though. So, two quick ads and then those. Enjoy.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of 5 albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca.
Thank you.